six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up.
Wasting my time.
All right, everybody. The Real Bourbon Bros, I know you missed us. You missed us very much.
Did you miss us?
That's Steve. I'm Gary. Welcome back to another episode of the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, number 74. Moving on down the line. Yeah, we're almost to the end here of 2025. Looking forward to 2026 and expanding the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed Shallow Thoughts with Gary and Steve. We're going to have another episode or another segment of that in today's episode. Yeah. Steve also did some traveling, so we're going to kind of talk about his adventures in Europe, what the bourbon whiskey scene is like or not like over there. And that'll be it for tonight. It's quick.
The latest in home improvements.
Oh, yes. Steve is destroying his basement to for a good reason. A good reason. Yeah,
what have you done? I think you've done a few recent enhancements to your bar, right?
Recent? I don't know about recent.
Oh, no, you put in those double shelves.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I don't have much. I don't have a lot of space.
More bottles.
I don't have enough space in my bar.
Double gang those bottles on the wall shelves.
Yeah, I can't. Per wife's instructions, I can't make any more shelves or any more space for bourbon. And I'm like, well,
no, man. The amount of bourbon you have on your walls, I'm somewhat terrified.
Yeah, that's what everybody says when they come in here. Like, it's gonna fall. I'm like, we're not in California. We have earthquakes. Like, what are you guys talking about? Why would it fall?
You're putting anchors in just to the drywall, dude.
No, not all of them. Some are in the studs.
Not all of them?
Oh, yeah, and there's drywall anchors that are like 75-pound tests for each of them. I have like six of them. Do the math.
Yeah.
That's like 400 and some pounds.
Well, okay.
That's what the gimmick says at Lowe's. I mean, and I keep checking them every week. I'll check them. Like, is that moved? Has that moved out of the wall? Is it backed out? No, it's good.
You know the worst thing about having a bar and a collection of bottles on shelves?
A bunch of homeless people come over and try to drink it? No.
What? No.
What is it?
That stuff. No, it's like a knick-knack shelf. You got to keep them clean.
I know my bottles.
I don't have time to dust all, feather dust my bottles.
They are pretty dusty.
And in my basement, in the corner, I was taking all the bottles down because I'm renovating my bar. And like some of the bottles I had up like there, like the Eagle Rare in the corner, and I had a new riff. The tall bottles were on the top shelf.
Mm.
And I'm taking them down. Yeah, they were a little dusty, granted. But there's like fly shit on them.
Fly shit?
Yeah, bug shit on them.
What about mice shit?
No. No, not at all that.
Okay.
You know, the little mites and all that. Anyway, they, the little millipedes and all that go into, I don't know, your basement. Anyway, I haven't really kept up on the dusting and, I don't clean my bottles every week because it's hard to clean 300 bottles on the shelf.
Yeah.
That was the first time I took them down from the shelves in a long time. And yeah, it's just upkeep. Now some people have them in glass cases, and that's why I think it's good to have them in cabinets that have glass doors on them. That look nice. You can put lights on inside. But yeah, those are my thoughts.
Shallow Thoughts with Gary and Steve. Not yet. Sorry.
Not yet. Those are not yet. Shallow thoughts. Those were
riveting.
When you have a home bar, right?
Yeah, the things that the Real Bourbon Bros can bring you. Advice on things that you may not think about, but are important.
And, my wife, she says I kill her with all these thoughts because I'll be thinking of things like so far in advance, like how many fridges am I going to have? Where am I going to put the microwave? She goes, no, just one step at a time. Don't think that far ahead. I'm like, I have to. I have to visualize everything in my head. And as think about it, plan it's it refined, out. Right?
Yeah.
I plan it out. I refine it. I talk to people. I listen to podcasts, or I talk about things on this podcast, and I get
feedback from our
inspired
fans.
And I get more. Yeah. And hopefully someone will say, oh, you have to put in a popcorn maker. I don't know. Just whatever.
Mine just sits in the back and doesn't do anything. So I would veto the popcorn maker for off experience.
Well, I think I was going to put in two burners, in case we want to cook something like maybe hot fudge or something down there. Or chocolate fondue.
Or a hot tod. You have a microwave for the warm water. I would say if you're
freezer
trying to...
with an ice cube maker.
Exactly. I think that would be a good idea. I wish I had more room in my bar for that. Unfortunately, I don't. So I have one underneath my sink. I have to pull out. I've used it like twice.
Bottles, man.
I just have to pull it out and use it. But
you just go downstairs and get ice from your
typically that's what
main
I do.
Fridge.
I just have a big, what do you call it?
The bourbon balls?
No. Pail full of ice, those little buckets you can get from hotels. Just fill that with ice, bring it up here, and then make mixed drinks or whatever. So, anyway, sorry, audience, we lost probably half of you.
I don't think it's going to be that big deal.
But yeah, looking forward to the final product. Now I'll be up there for Thanksgiving in a few weeks. So,
yeah,
hopefully, get some new content.
What is it? It's 2025 Thanksgiving. Wow,
20 days or so. Yeah, so
and deer hunting season right behind, right in front of that
hunting.
Don't forget that. Well,
cold front's coming in up there too in Michigan, so you guys should you guys should have some chance, right? You got a chance at Bambi's dad.
Yeah, I mean no snow yet, but
next week I heard, right? Monday, Tuesday.
It'd be good for tracking those critters in the snow.
All right. Well, I digress. Let's get refocused here on your trip, because I'm curious, and the audience I'm sure has been waiting. We did post on social media some of the liquors that you found over in Europe. You did Switzerland and Northern Italy, but I'm sure everybody's curious to hear how the scene was over there,
so
what your adventures were like.
If you're a wino, Italy, place to go. Piedmont, Florence, and the Valley, Chianti. But the liquor, the hard liquor, I'm really disappointed. Even the scotch was very hard to
really
find. Yes. Now, Switzerland, they're sort of more on the beer side, Bavaria, oriented, German. And when you speak, it was hard to say, well, are they speaking French or are they speaking German?
They have four official languages in Switzerland, correct?
Right. So it's kind of hard, but, English is English one of them? I don't know.
No, I don't think
but,
so.
We got around. So the best thing I've had over there was some, I'm not sure if it was from in Argentina or Venezuela, rum. And that was obviously a import, but that was at a little bed and breakfast that we stayed at. They had a little bar, and that was one. And the other, looking at the shelves, there's your Maker's Mark. I saw a lot of Maker's Mark and Jack Daniel's.
Yeah.
Black, just not Jack Daniel's black, just the normal Jack Daniel's.
Yeah, number three or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, the 80 proof, 86 proof, right?
Skunk piss.
I was in one bar I went to, and on the menu they actually had one that said Wild Turkey Rare Breed.
Ooh.
Wow, really?
Ding, ding, ding.
Can I see that?
Very poor, yeah.
The gal had to use a little stick to get the bottle down from the shelf. She kind of pushed it, and I caught it. And
oh my God.
I'm like, this is not rare breed. This is just
wild.
It's
turkey.
Not even Wild Turkey 101. It's just Wild Turkey. And so, I think I'll pass.
Wah, wah.
So, I can't remember what I had in there.
So what were the main cities that you went? You was on a train. You were on a train, and you hit a couple of different cities and hiking
on
trails.
On a train.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So it was nice because we didn't have to rent a car. We landed in Geneva, which is on the western side of Switzerland, and then we took a train on the north side of Lake Geneva, went to Lausanne and then to Montreux, which was a really nice town on the on Lake Geneva on the eastern north. Side.
Okay.
Northeastern. Weather was great. We did some hiking there. We went then next to Interlaken, where we did some paragliding, which is awesome. The hills are just, I don't know, it's the first time I've been to the Alps, right? And they're so right there. Like, they are in the distance, but they're right there as well. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're right in the middle of, and so you can go down the valley and look up and, you know, you're at 28,000 feet. You know, it was crazy. So the paragliding went, we took a little bus up to the top of the hill. Then we paraglided down to the valley over the city and landed in the Central Park, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then we took the train over to Chur. And then in Chur, we went to the Via Ferrata, which is a path up the side of a mountain on steel ladders.
Oh, okay. And
that was freaky. Pretty freaking amazing. Yeah, if you have vertigo, do not.
Did you have to sign a waiver?
No. No, this wasn't a. No, it was a trail. It was basically a hiking trail. There's no
own
waivers
risk.
You have to sign. Yeah, but not we did US. Have to rent some climbing equipment, some clips, some harnesses, some cable harnesses from the local sports store. So we did that with a helmet. Of course, you know, you had to keep your noggin safe, right?
Yeah.
And then we went on to Italy to Tirano. Toronto, and then down to Milan.
Torino?
Toronto.
Oh.
Tirano.
The Winter Olympics were a few years ago, right?
Not Trentino. It's Tirano.
That's what I was thinking.
It's okay. Valtellina Valley there. Yeah.
Okay.
But the wine was good. We did a few wine tastings. We did a food tour in Milan.
That. Yeah, we
loved
that.
Yeah. So I probably drank more wine than whiskey. I had some beers.
Yeah.
So if you're going to Europe, don't. I think you had, you have more like in the UK and Ireland. Of course, you got to have your Irish whiskey.
More Americanized.
More
too,
Scotch.
Yeah.
Than in Eastern Europe.
Scotch I thought was more widely distributed in Europe in general. I remember we went to Italy, Greece for our honeymoon. Many moons ago, they had a lot of different scotches there.
Now, perhaps in Milan, there could have been some, highfalutin bar that had,
tourist.
Like we went in when we were in Berlin, right? Those bars. That was amazing.
The naked ladies.
That's the best. Well, that was a bar, but that other bar we went to where we that spiral circle, where we had the spiral, the round.
Oh, that was in Warsaw.
That was no.
Yeah, we were on like the second, third floor, lounge. That was Warsaw.
Oh, that was in Warsaw. Yeah. Okay, Warsaw. Yeah, so that was freaking amazing. That was Anyway, so because I was out of the country, I didn't search for Pappy too much.
No Pappy.
No Pappy.
You guys heard it first here on The Robin Bros. There is no Pappy in Switzerland or Northern Italy.
Oh, it might be.
Yeah, well, none of
no
that.
B-tac.
No BTAC. No readily available for the masses to acquire. So you guys are welcome for that tip.
Yes. And if you guys have any questions or comments on world travels, would love to hear it because we're always looking for new places to go.
I know we've been where?
And
everywhere for whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Japan. Yep. Go to Japan for the Japanese whiskey.
Get the whiskey, the Japanese
Yeah.
Oak, right?
Yes. The Mizunara.
The Japanese oak.
The Mizunara. Mizunara. Yeah. They make Florida. Yeah. What did you say?
Oh, they grow trees in Japan.
They grow trees over there. Oh, yeah. That was a classic episode. Oh, that season was one, I believe that was. Right?
Season one, maybe episode 14, maybe? I don't know.
Classic. Oh,
come on, man. We're 60 episodes past that.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
Go.
But when it's good, no matter when it comes about. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks for Steve for bringing that back home to us, giving us the lowdown of what's going on over in Europe. We're glad you made it back safely because...
Yeah. Shallow Thoughts.
Shallow Thoughts.
With Gary and Steve.
With Gary and Steve is back for another segment
tonight.
With
Gary and Steve.
Yes. We love the feedback. It was, I mean, just overwhelming, the responses we got from everybody, how much they loved it. I hope you liked our AI video. We're going to be using more AI on our social media. That wasn't, nobody was heard in that AI video, just for people wondering whether they're diving into the shallow end there. Those are AI actors, not real people. So get off our backs.
We'll put more of our likeness on those videos in the future, but yeah.
Yeah. So with Shallow Thoughts again, it's a scenario, or a question that really provokes
or a shallow thought
our Polish brains to really dig deep and come up with, a great discussion regarding the other person's, topic or, discussion mm-hmm. point. So, I've been thinking about this a little bit. I got a scenario.
Oh, good.
Yes. So
don't give me your pet peeves now. Come on.
No. So again, this is a comparison, right? You know, I'm going to set up a scenario for you.
All right.
And then I want to hear what you think. All right.
Hit me.
And this is this topic here, I think, has been so widely discussed throughout social media, throughout the history of the world, throughout experiments, zoology experiments. Unfortunately, in the wild, this scenario really can't happen because these two animals don't really have common habitats. But it's a very widely discussed topic of, you know, strength, power,
Godzilla versus
agility,
King
speed,
Kong.
Smarts, hunting ability. So this is the scenario. You have the biggest scenario. Of the big, male lion, right?
Male lion.
Hungry. Okay. Right? As we know, the male lions aren't the hunters, but let's just say for the argument, he's protecting the...
King of the jungle. Yeah, okay.
Protecting the pride. We're talking, you know, like a 500-pound...
Alpha male.
Yeah, 500-pound alpha male lion. Okay. Up against the largest of the large, biggest of the big, Siberian tiger. Which we know tigers Siberian tigers can get up to over 650 in pounds and about 13 feet long. So these are huge animals, much bigger than the lion, pound per pound stronger than the lion, faster than the lion. But again, these two animals, like I said before, don't really coexist in the same habitats in the natural world. So for this scenario,
okay,
you got to bring them together. Right. And so who would win in that
frozen
matchup?
Tundra.
Yeah.
Where are they? Okay. Let's say they're in your backyard swimming pool.
Okay. No. Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
In the water.
So that's the scenario. There could be different scenarios of where this battle takes place. It could be in a cage match in the middle of a, Michigan Stadium. So I mean, that's my question to you. So let's, since I'm giving you the scenario, I'm going to say in the jungles of India. Who wins? Who comes out of that battle alive?
Oh, easily. A tiger.
Tiger. Okay. Why?
Yeah. Why?
I mean, the facts.
Thoughts. Facts?
The facts are it's bigger, stronger, faster, right? And it's in its normal, its natural environment. So I assume that's
where
you're going.
Yeah, but... You know, he's got more agility. He's got more prowess.
Kind of like reflexes and agility.
The lion, I mean, he's just a big old, I mean.
Pussycat?
Yeah, I think he would be, he might have maybe a bigger front paw and a bigger mane, but it's all fluff, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I say the Tiger.
Tiger.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I would probably agree with you as well. I would probably say the Tiger, especially in the jungle environment, because they camouflage as well, right? The striped and the tiger, they camouflage in that jungle environment very well. They're great stalkers. Yeah. They're great tree climbers.
The lion would stick out like a...
Yeah. And I think even in like a... That's more of a close environment, right? Lions are more out in the fields of Africa. You know, they're not in that close environment. And tigers have a lot more force per, you know, with their bites too. I think it's like 1,000 pounds per square inch. I read before, and that's like twice as much as a lion is. A tiger has twice as much as a lion. So, what if they're in like a swimming pool or a water environment?
Yeah, tiger.
Yeah, they're natural swimmers too.
Okay, so the only way I think that the lion would probably win.
Yeah.
Is if he's in like a Africa,
in a
prairie setting,
savanna desert,
and where the tiger may not be in his element. Well,
the only thing I would think is of endurance, right? Because tigers are heavier, more muscle, and they are faster, but they may not be able to sprint that long, so the lion may be able to. Endurance-wise, outrun, you know, and kind of run circles around the tiger, and they have that open space. But I don't know. It's an interesting thought because I know there's a lot of studies done and scenarios, you know, AI scenarios, but there's not really a natural ever battle between those two that's been documented.
That's interesting. I think we should ask Sora
to make one.
Yeah. Yeah, who would, or you know, have a lion and Siberian tiger fight to the death?
Yeah,
and just see what it comes up to. You know, see who wins.
Yeah. No, and I'll be honest. I have a prejudice. I've always liked the tiger. It was one of my favorite animals ever, even growing up. So, I've done a lot of research on that topic. So maybe that's why I kind of have a little bias. I think lions are just big and lazy. Get too much credit.
Yeah, I think the lionesses do a lot of the hunting.
Yep. Exactly.
So he's just
lazy
over there. Hey,
lazy
hey, bitch,
bums.
Give me some meat. Go out hunting for our cubs.
Exactly. What are the? I mean, they just do a lot of banging all day. I guess the males do. That's all they really do. Saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, not all bad, I guess, for him. Anyway,
yes,
that's my
okay. So who could handle the most liquor though? I think the lion would.
The lion would like liquor like before what they passed.
The
out
lion would drink. The lion would drink the tiger under the table easily.
Why would you say that?
He's because that's how he's built.
He's the partier.
Yeah, he can. He's like you know your. I guess say your overweight cousin that comes to, you know, your graduation party and sits on his bum and just drinks out of the keg all evening long. That's like the lion.
Really tolerant. And the tiger is like your cousin that comes in and is like the D1 football prospect and has, you know, all these
he's like
advantages.
A lightweight. Yeah.
Doesn't drink. His body's like real lean muscle.
He thinks he's a partier, right? That's the Siberian tiger.
Yeah. That's because he's a badass. He's like the king of the castle.
He's a badass, but he can't hold his liquor to
he doesn't have the experience.
Line of the king of the jungle. Come on.
I mean, and just to kind of stretch that scenario further, I mean, a drunk lion, I think that's what the Detroit Lions looked like last week against the Vikings. Oh! I'm here all night, folks. I'm here all night. Oh, I'm just reading, and just not a side note here, I'm reading this average lions. Lions eat an average, about 57 pounds of meat. Is this a day? Oh, at one time. At one time, 57 pounds. Tigers are at 88 pounds. It's estimated that a tiger consumes about 50 deer-sized animals each year, one per week. Wow. That puts you to shame, dude, and you're hunting. I tell you that.
50 what?
They have 50 deer-sized animals every year, about one per week.
Oh, okay. Okay. Every year.
They eat a deer a week.
It's crazy.
Physical strength is a...
I can't eat two deer a year.
They said lions are about 60% muscle and have higher bone density bones than tigers. In terms of bone strength, lions are stronger. Tigers are 60 to 70% muscle but have lower bone density than lions. In terms of muscular strength, tigers are stronger. So the bone density, because tigers can climb trees, they're lighter and maybe the bone density, and they float better.
So what would be the tiger's favorite bourbon versus the lion?
Favorite bourbon?
Let's just say whiskey. I think the lion would probably stick to a...
Scotch.
You think a scotch? I don't know.
Yeah. Lions think they're all that. With their royal mane. I mean, they think they're better than king of the jungle.
So that's what you... Okay, so you think scotch is that?
Yeah, scotch drinkers think they're way better than any other whiskey drinkers. They think that's that's the original whiskey, right? They think they're God's gift to the whiskey world, scotch drinkers and scotch distilleries. I mean, they're the oldest ones, or, you know.
Yeah, and so the tiger would probably get all the allocated bourbons in.
He would be like a BTAC. He'd be a BTAC.
Yeah, he'll be a BTAC drink. Yeah.
Stag probably. Yeah, high proof, in your face, raw.
Okay, the line with the scotch, fighting a Siberian tiger, drinking a BTAC in a swimming pool. There you go. Suck on that.
There's a thumbnail for this podcast. I could probably come up with that. We can probably figure that out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, all right. So 2-0 Tiger. And but 1-0, 2-1. Well, 2-2, because we would say both of us agree in a physical fight the Tiger would win, but in a drinking contest the Lion would win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, that's all right. Would you have a scenario?
I don't know if I have scenarios, but
you have a shallow thought for the day.
Shallow thought. I've been watching a few movies lately, and I've been having a hard time trying to find, but I have watched a few movies lately. And it seems like Netflix is reaching into the foreign market a lot. And there's a lot of dubbed, English dubbed movies.
Yeah.
And so one night I just scrolled through everything, and every time it looked like a title that I'd be interested in watching, I look at it, you know, I do the little intro and I see the mouth not moving at the same time as the song. Okay, this is dubbed. It's like it's either in, Spanish or maybe German or Italian, whatever. But, there's this one show, I think it was dubbed over, it was Spanish. I think it was based in Mexico. But it's basically, you know, back in the 60s, this couple that were, you know, scientists, they invented this time machine. So the question that came up, if you could time travel... Would it be to the past or the future?
That's a good question. And that was a really long introduction to that question.
It was, but I just had to give you,
the background. mine was a long background, too. I don't know. As a historian, and for you who don't know, my first my undergrad minor was history. That's kind of where I came from.
History!
I would probably go in the past. I would probably go definitely in the past. No, I would go in the past probably. You don't know how you, I mean, where you are now until you really know your past, and you hear all these stories and pass down and.
Right. So if you did travel to the past, and something, and would you want to be ensured that you could return to the present?
Yes. Of course.
And what if you couldn't?
I wouldn't go.
Oh, okay. So, okay, on the flip side, if you travel to the future, would you travel back to the present?
Yes. I don't know what the future is going to be. Maybe all dead of nuclear winter or Holocaust.
Well,
you never know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, okay. No, I think being in the present, being here and now, I think that's the most important perspective anybody can have, because this is what's real.
Yeah, because, you know, in 10, 20 years from now, there's, you know, AI is going to be running everything, so...
And in the past, you know, you don't know. You might die from dysentery or something. I don't know. You might die from
Black
polio. I mean, you might die at 40 years old because that's old age back in the Middle Ages. So, I mean.
Yeah, you'd be the oldest person, you know, on Earth then.
Exactly. So,
but you probably have a better, hopefully maybe a better immune system. Who knows? Probably different strains.
Yeah, you're right. Have all the vaccines already in your body because, you're taking your... body health now. I see what you're saying, but still, you can get some shit that we've eradicated now. We don't even do vaccines for now that they had back
right.
then.
Right. Yeah.
So, I would probably. Yeah. What about you? Would you?
You know, I've always thought that I would go to the future, but there's a part of me, as long as it's not too far in the past,
1980s. The old duster days.
Right. Yeah. So something that I can influence and change maybe the future.
Oh.
Right?
Maybe play the lotto a little bit.
Just a little bit. Look at some stocks. Some
like Forrest Gump, buy some Apple stock. Yeah, fruit stock.
Some Apple stocks.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you're...
Who is this Steve Jobs we keep hearing about? Oh, he's a nobody.
I'm the real Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you can't, like, I mean, you can't profit off of that trout. I mean, that's kind of, like, selfish, right? Like, you'd have to help the world.
That's, well, in the process, yes, you would probably help the world. But, you would make sure that you're set up. You and your family, friends, maybe, are set up.
Yeah. Right. I guess I think a lot of people would agree with you on that sentiment. Like, they would want to go back. Sentiment. They would probably want to go back just to ensure that they don't
make
have
things right. Not make things right, but make things better. Hopefully, but you really don't know, because you might
butterfly effect.
Yeah. Well, that was. Yeah.
That you don't know what you're going to change.
Right. Halfway around the world.
Back to the Future brings it all together, man.
Flopped his wings. Yeah, there you go.
Biff could be your dad, you know? You never know.
Well, where are we going, Marty? We don't need
cars.
Cars.
Is that what he says? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Hold on. Classic. You don't have enough space. You don't have enough to get up to 68 miles an hour. 88 miles an hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Marty.
Barry Gordon. Mayor. Anyway, well, that's an interesting topic. I think that topic we could probably do a whole hour on, but we're going to have to we'll wrap it up there. Maybe we can continue next time. Something to give a cliffhanger for the audience. But, hopefully you guys enjoyed Deep Thoughts with Gary and Steve.
Deep Thoughts.
All right, guys, we're going to let you go. Amazon store, the holidays are coming up. We have a lot of products out there, especially our Christmas hat, Christmas light. Design with all the different long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, t-shirts, everything you could think of. Best gift for your friends are on our Amazon store, the Real Bourbon Bros. Check us out. Listen to and follow our social media accounts. We'll be coming out with some new AI content, so follow us for that. And, I don't know. Will we do another episode for Thanksgiving? Maybe we will, because we'll be up there for Thanksgiving. We'll be together for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so
we will.
Do some live content even.
We should do something.
Like and a live feed.
Maybe
cool.
Some more social media out there. Some more social. You know, I don't know. I'll probably see you in, 6 or 7? 6, 7, maybe?
Oh, that's so stupid.
Maybe I'll see you in 6, 7?
Yeah. I just roll my eyes. It's like, Okay, so kids now are just thinking that's cool when we had 69. Like, I mean, they're just copying us. Come on, a bunch of Benedict Arnolds around here.
There are so many other freaking people out there saying,
"Come on, be original."
Trying to say how deep it means, and of course, the kids don't know what it means, but they think it's funny. Yeah. And people are trying to. There's so many fake origin stories for it, and oh my god,
it's real, real smart people.
The thing is, Gary.
Yeah.
Here on The Real Bourbon Bros, we could probably coin a phrase.
I know.
And we could use it, and we would say, and I've tried to do this before. In fact, what was it? I came up with a word that was like a, I made it sound like it was some Gen X or Gen Z sort of slang, and people were believing me.
They're all sheep, dude.
And it was like, no, dude, I'm just kidding with you. That is not a Gen Z slang. So,
well, our dad has a whole bunch of ones we could probably use, and nobody would have ever heard them before. Yeah. So, yeah. We'll have to have an episode of that.
Nincompoop.
Holy schmacknalandy!
There goes your nincompoop.
Anyway, all right, guys. Okay. Enjoy listening to the pod. Hopefully you enjoy listening to the pod. Until next time, giddy up.
Yeah. Enjoy.